it's time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio, and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave.
And good Tuesday afternoon. What's he chomping? What are you chomping on over there?
No, I'm just savoring this coffee. It's
delicious. Oh.
I'm smacking my lips. Can I do that on? Are we on?
We are on.
Oh,
we are
on. I didn't know.
But we got another week here. It's odd because usually we come out of the great gate and we do have Browns to talk about. I guess we can, but the fact
what's so odd?
It's
about?
So well they play Thursday.
So
they played 3 days ago. Four days ago.
So is that odd?
Yeah, that's odd.
For people who play on Thursdays, this is odd. We can't talk about it because it's a few days old.
No, it's just odd that we're not talking about a game that didn't happen just 2 days ago on Monday. Instead of, you know, what would be 5 days ago on Thursday.
It'll be 7 days on Thursday. Or 8 days.
I mean, talking about when it was played 5 days ago.
You see.
It just seems like old news. That's why.
It's current events still.
Well, it is. I mean, I was shocked.
Shocked, I tell you.
That we pulled that one out. I mean, the fact is we didn't have our quarterback. We didn't have our two top running backs, the two top running backs of the league.
Well, the Ernest Johnson sure looked like what.
I tell you what, he's got the best one game rating of any running back all year. And we saw him in a game last year.
Yeah.
He replaced, was it Nick? Got
Nick Chubb was hurt.
He was hurt, so he came in.
Yeah, 98 yards against Dallas last year. And then
he didn't even start that game.
No. And he had almost 150 yards.
147, 150, something like that. That was astounding.
He won the game for
him. Oh, absolutely.
He won the game. I mean, Casey Keenum.
Keenum.
I was ready to say Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem, yes. He's in the American Top 40. Yes, he is.
American Top. He's no longer with
us. He is no longer with us.
Oh.
We don't know where his body is. His wife hit his body and took it out of the country and buried it somewhere in an unmarked grave.
Why?
So his kids couldn't get it. His kids weren't even after money or anything. They're all independently taken care of.
Yes.
And his daughter's a broadcaster in California.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that they had such a battle while he was still alive as they felt she was doing nothing for him. And
she obviously took good care of him.
He's dead.
Well, you would think, though, when she took the body out of the country that the government wouldn't. Where are you going? I mean, where was he from?
You get it out of where was he from? I think it may be more where she was from. I don't know.
Well, you seem to know all about this stuff.
We don't know where Casey Kasem is. He's somewhere in Europe. In an unmarked grave.
In an unmarked grave because.
Because
she didn't
she's upset at his kids. Who were suing him for guardianship of their father.
Oh, because she was overbearing with him.
Right. And.
And
wasn't letting them actually see to check up on him and things like that.
Well, it was his wife.
It was second or third or fourth wife.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was
kind of strange. Okay.
Yeah. Right. No, it wasn't his first wife. It wasn't their mom.
All right. Well, you didn't say that.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right. So it was like one of his wives.
The
last wife decided to take Casey.
Yeah, actually,
somewhere in Europe, and
well, even when he was still alive, they took him out of the state and didn't tell him where he was, and the government ordered her to bring him back.
Okay,
but
didn't order her to bring him back after he died.
No,
and she went off to Europe. We don't know where.
I could look it up, except that we don't know where he is. We don't know where he is. How are we going to know?
I don't know. I'm just amazed you know all this stuff.
Hey, this is entertainment world, man.
Yeah, okay, so he's over there. He never played football, did he?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
He did play Shaggy on Scooby-Doo, though.
He did?
Oh, yeah. He was Shaggy.
I think I recall hearing that.
Yikes! That was...
He was Scooby-Doo?
No. He was Shaggy.
Shaggy.
He was Shaggy.
Who took his place? Because they're still going on, aren't
they? They're still going on. Oh, yeah. Several people have done it since then. Mm-hmm. Hasn't been the
Super. So he was yet. Original.
He was the original Shaggy. I did it for...
Well, he's a great
15
great
years
voice.
Or so. Oh, what an amazing setup.
Deep, resonating voice. You know, here is Marilyn from Pawtucket, New York. And the song goes out to her. She wants
to know if we can send this dedication to her boyfriend, who's across the sea because...
Yeah. Yeah. Looking for his body. Oh, I see. Okay.
But, that would, yeah. Right. Anyway, Case Keenum.
Yeah. What about him?
He's still alive, isn't he? He's still alive. Oh, all right. He won't be long if he stands in the pocket like that.
He did make that one play to the first. They did enough to win.
Yes. And they had a very conservative game plan for him, but it worked for him.
Yeah. And so he played off the right wing.
What's that? Off the right wing.
Yeah, because he was playing conservative.
I think he played off a little of both wings there.
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
I didn't know. I get confused.
And, it was very, very conservative, and obviously so. I mean, he's been the backup quarterback. He gets $6 million a year for doing that.
Jeez and crackers.
Yeah.
I'm always in the wrong business. I can sit on the bench for half that.
I take $600,000 a year for sitting on the bench.
Just don't call my name to get out there.
Yeah. Let me see. We had passing wise, 194 passing yards. That's respectable. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, Denver had problems too. They couldn't stop the run. I mean, and that's not to take away D'Ernest Johnson's performance.
No.
He just did magnificent.
Good. Really good.
It's coffee.
It's good. Yeah, it's good coffee.
Yeah. A little bit of Jack in there. Anyway, it was a fairly exciting game.
Well, because things were staying close, so that makes it an exciting game.
And
it wasn't because nothing happened, because things were happening, but.
The offensive line really performed for him, obviously to open up the holes for Johnson to run.
He's good at cutting back.
He is. Here's a young man. You got to feel good for him. You just got to feel good for him because I think it was
two years ago,
he was fishing for Maui Maui commercially.
Yeah.
Commercially because he was a free agent. Nobody drafted him. He had a horrible pro day. And...
Yeah, he had linemen that run faster than him on pro day.
Well, apparently he had a bad day. I mean, he ran the 40 and 4.8, and that's not good for a running back.
No.
Anyway, so he's fishing for Maui Maui, and then apparently got a call from somebody to come and play. And I just hope he gets a shot, if not here. I mean, he's going to have a shot now because Hunt's gone.
And he's a free agent. After this year, I believe.
I believe so.
Yeah, because he came as a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, he was a free agent
A couple-year contract he signed.
Yeah. Well, a guy like that is on a week-to-week basis, basically.
Yeah.
They sign non-guaranteed contracts.
Right, okay.
And if they find somebody better, he's out of there. But you can't – it's hard to replace somebody who runs 148 yards.
Yeah, earned a few more bucks for the end of the year, I think.
I would hope so. And Nick Chubb is due to come back next Sunday, Halloween. It's Halloween.
Wow.
My goodness. We don't have Halloween out. We have it on Saturday in Green.
Saturday?
Yeah. I don't know why. I guess they don't want kids out the on a school night.
Monday night's not a school night. Or Sunday night's not.
Yes, a school night because they go to school the next day. It's like Friday night is not a school night. Right? I mean, because Saturday.
Yeah, I guess. But
you are set in your ways. Set in your ways, I tell you.
I, I, I just think, what, they don't, you don't trick or treat till 11 o'clock at night.
No, but at 8 o'clock, a lot of young kids are should be in bed, getting ready for the next.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Well, I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, okay, they're going
to
be all
you set in their ways?
Okay.
All just because you go to bed at 8 o'clock at
I
night.
I don't go to bed at 8.
It's 8:30. I'm sorry.
8:45. No, I don't. I stay up to at least 11:30 every night.
Right, right.
Because I watch.
But
I don't.
Kids don't go to bed at 8 o'clock.
I would say one first grader, second graders do, yes. And they're going to be, okay, here it is, mom and dad. You're or what, you know, you're let your kids out on Sunday night. And then, obviously, they're going to get a load of candy, and they come home, and they got to have some of it. So they're bouncing off the walls. They're bouncing off the walls the night before school, and it's not good. You have to get them to bed.
Okay.
So I can understand why they would have it on a Saturday night instead of a Sunday night.
Okay.
Now,
I don't have kids in school anymore, so I have grandkids in school.
It's been that way for a long time. It's very rare that you have Halloween trick-or-treating on Halloween anymore. It is.
That's because they're just not made of the same stuff we were.
Yeah, I stopped. How old were you when you stopped going?
When I stopped?
That was a couple years ago for me.
That was probably about 11.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I remember the last. I dressed up as a girl.
Okay.
I did. I mean, I had my mother's dress and everything on it. She put makeup on and everything. And that's the last night. That's it. But
I wouldn't even do that for my TV show.
What, dress up as a woman?
Yeah, I don't.
No.
I don't think that's.
No. The image pops in my mind. No. Anyway. So Halloween, they're playing.
Halloween. All the Sunday teams are playing Halloween, yes.
Yes. And we're playing Pittsburgh, our rival.
Yeah. And they've been kind of turning it up a notch.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think about Cincinnati knocking off
Cincinnati
Ravens?
Destroyed them. What was the score here? It was, do they have it here?
Was that the Sunday night game?
It was 41. No, it was the Sunday afternoon game. 41.
41-17.
41-17. Wow.
And you've been saying Ravens are the team to beat in this division.
Who am I? Just ask.
You are the captain.
You are the captain. I am the captain. Yeah, I got an update for you.
Yeah?
I've been totally rejected for the space ride up to like
captain. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you appeal to the Pope for me?
No. I got a certified letter in the mail saying your request has been denied. Please don't even consider appealing.
No.
Jeff Bezos.
That was
himself.
Was a pressure from the government because you are, the nuclear boat.
Captain. He says you have enough adventure as it is, and you don't have $10 million.
Yeah,
think that's the case.
Well, that's true.
I wonder.
William Shatner has $10 million, but he didn't have to spend it.
Well, does he?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Well, I mean,
that guy's been working since he's been 15 years old.
I understand, but that's a lot of money. Let's say he's worth 20. You're going to give half away. He'll end up, his wife will bury him somewhere and nobody will find him if he does that.
Throw him in the pool. Whoops.
Oh, jeez. I.
Yeah, that game really surprised me.
What, that I didn't get picked?
No, the game. The Bengals.
I watched part of that. I watched because it started raining. I was outside working, cleaning up my garden.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I just left the peppers out there. The peppers are still doing all right.
Okay.
But everything else is gone. And so I come in and I watch. And I thought I was ready for it. Pretty exciting. I was expecting the reverse.
Yeah.
Now, the Ravens 41. I tell you, they look good. We can't take them for granted. That's for sure. Well, with the situation that we're in,
I don't think
we can't take anybody for granted.
No, we cannot.
Maybe Chicago. They looked horrible against the greatest ever, Tampa Bay. They just looked horrible. it was over at halftime. I mean, it was like 27-3 at halftime.
Yeah.
And who we got coming up here in the near future? I got this here. I got this here.
You know, the game that surprised me as you're searching that, that Titans beat the Chiefs 27-3.
Yeah, what's going on?
And the Chiefs are now 3-4.
It's just bizarre. Yeah, we got.
And I don't think they have major injuries, and their quarterback is
not that
hurt.
Right. No, we got the power ratings that came out on Sunday. I don't know how they. This was Sunday's, but
that was before the games, right?
Yeah. The Cardinals are number one.
Because they haven't been beaten.
Yeah, well, still.
Well, I tell you what.
They were off. They didn't get beaten this week either. Wait a minute. They played.
They played. Yeah, I think they played the Pittsburgh head off.
Where? Cardinals. Oh, I think the Cardinals were my week. I'm pretty sure.
I don't see them here, but they don't have necessarily all the games here.
Yeah, and they don't play on Monday night.
No, it's New Orleans and Seattle.
Yeah, so. So they're 6-0, and I guess the Buccaneers certainly look like they're 6-1, right? They're 6-1.
Yeah, and people were saying last year, you know, midway through the season, they were like under 500, and then they just kind of clicked and went all the way to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl. As if they started off clicking this year.
Yeah, they have a good I mean, it's just not Tom Brady.
No.
They got a very good football.
You can't do it without a good defense, because you can score all the points in the world you want, but if you can't stop teams from scoring, you're going to lose it. Manning's. Oh, you're going to make a smart working comment. Peyton Manning only had one Super Bowl win with the Colts, and they probably averaged, 35, 38 points a game.
I agree. That's what I was going to say.
Their defense always let them down.
I was going to agree with you.
I find it hard to believe. If you were, it was going to be a sarcastic.
No, I agree with you. My goodness gracious. What do you think I was going to say?
I didn't know.
That it was profound?
No, I never expect that.
So where are we? Where are we?
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, what about Sam?
Sam, he's down to the Panthers now. He's looking to lose his job. He sucked with the Jets, but everybody does. And he went down to the Panthers, and they had a pretty good year last year. And then he's there now, and his last three against the Giants, they got tore up. But part of it was he threw at least three interceptions. He's in the last three games. He's 11 interceptions, 9 or 11 interceptions in the last three games. Because last week he had 5, this week he had 3, that's 8. So, I think it was like 11 interceptions in the last 3 games.
Yeah, I think he's destined to be out of the league or just
somebody's backup.
Backup here.
But you want that guy running in if your QB goes out.
And he was one of the four quarterbacks. Baker was number one, and I think Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, and there was another one too. I forgot about. But,
was the Buffalo lost too?
Buffalo was no. They were a bye.
They were bye. Okay.
Yeah. So, according to this, we're down to number 14. We were 5 at the beginning of the season, if you recall, when we did our analysis.
Well, but again, if you look at, they already knew at that point, Chubb and Hunt and Baker weren't playing. So we're lucky we got number 14.
We were 8 the week before. Baker Mayfield injury is profound.
It is. It's worse than
talk about profound.
Because he actually has something broken. Yeah.
Broken. I guess the top of the. Right there, where the shoulder and the shoulder collarbone meets the arm bone. Remember the ham bone. That, oh, never mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, remember that song?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I sing that every time we have ham with the grandkids, and they cover up their ears.
Yeah.
Ham bone. Anyway. So. The clavicle connects there, and I think it's at the top of the arm what's this bone right here?
The shoulder?
No, the bone from the elbow.
I don't know what the bone was called, but yeah.
I didn't do well in biology. I didn't. I mean, after they told me to open up a frog, the frog never did anything to me.
No.
It never did anything to me. Of course, it was already dead.
It was already dead.
But I just felt I was violating it. Violating this frog. And it was,
I think you do it through computers now.
Well, you can do anything through computers.
Yeah.
I just saw a program. I think it was PBS. Holograms now. You can sit down and you have this machine and somebody can be beamed, literally beamed, and sitting right across from you. And it could be anywhere in the world. And the technology is, they got it down to like $30,000 a session. It started out like $100,000, and they say with the advancement, you know how things start out?
Right.
Like computers years ago, they were outrageous. Now they're fairly reasonable. But this guy was interviewing the company owner on a hologram. He was from Toronto, and the reporter was in New York. It's just amazing. I have no idea how this connects with the bone, but...
Well, maybe we should send out a hologram of Baker Mayfield. Try and tackle that.
Yeah.
Try and tackle that.
That reminds me of that commercial where the guy's invisible, and he makes a tackle, and nobody saw him coming. You see that one? I think it's a Geico commercial.
I missed it, but I got to see that one.
So this bone, getting back to...
The ham bone.
Ham bone is broken. And I don't know how they can fix it. The only way they can fix it is through surgery. From what I understand, I talked to my physical therapist. And they have to know a lot about your bone structure,
yes.
skeleton
right.
thing. And I asked her, what do you think about, that's got to be, first of all, it's got to be painful. And, of course, after he got hurt, he wasn't the same guy because you need to lean in.
Right.
When you throw like a baseball player, you gotta lean in and throw the ball, and it's just gonna throw you off, and that's all it takes in the pros to be off a little bit. It would not surprise me. I mean, coming here today, I heard the fan, and they had Kevin Stefanski said, "I'm leaving all the decisions of whether to play Baker to the people with all the degrees." Now, that makes a lot of sense to me. It's going to be a medical decision, not what Baker wants.
Not what Baker wants.
He wants to go play.
Sure he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he wanted a second opinion. The first time he said, well, you got this. And before they even said he wouldn't be playing, he said, I want a second opinion, which told me, they told him, you're not playing.
Yeah.
He said, I want a second opinion.
Well, you got to be him. You know, first of all, he's a young man looking to strike it big. This was the year, right? He had to do well because he wants that Josh Allen type of cut, $40 million a year. This is certainly going to be a huge damper on that. And I don't know. I guess just based on the lack of optimism by the head coach, it doesn't look like he's going to be back for a while. And even if he is, I don't know how you account. Don't you know every defensive player on whoever they're playing is going to, oops, I didn't mean to hit him on the left shoulder.
Yeah, or just knock him down on his left shoulder, you know?
It's just, to me, I don't know. It's a complete tear of the labrum. Complete.
Yeah.
And nature put the labrum in there for some reason. I don't know what it does. I guess it acts as a cover for your rotator cuff.
Okay.
And if it opens up, it leaves exposed the joint and pops in and out all the time.
Which is what he was experiencing as well.
Well, to me, that would make me sick. Oh, my goodness gracious, my shoulder's over here in the middle of my chest. Pop. No, I don't think so. So he's got to consider, Baker, do I jeopardize the rest of my pro football career for this season? And it's got to be, and with all the contract talk and stuff like that, I would have think that the Browns would still re-sign him. Maybe not for what he's looking at, but...
What about for less than he's looking at, but with incentives?
Well,
if he gets the surgery done now, he probably would be ready for the beginning of next season.
Yeah, he's got to do it soon.
Right.
I mean, she's not an orthopedic surgeon, but she deals with people who have shoulder surgery.
She's the one that takes care of it after the surgery.
They're the ones that got to get the strength back, right? So she's saying he's a young, strapping young man, young.
And they certainly have programs for athletes that the rest of us don't go through.
And that, a year, yes, maybe, or less, but those are difficult decisions to make. And is Case Keenum going to be good enough to
take you through the rest of the year?
That's I think they're at a crossroads, don't you? I mean, they really are. Now, we beat Denver. Denver's not a very good team. They had lost three in a row coming in.
Right.
They're hurt.
Every team is hurt.
I mean, they have significant injuries. Their quarterback was less. And they kept the game close. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Denver, what is Denver in the power ratings? It's number 24. And we beat them by 3 points. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
You got Pittsburgh coming up. What's Pittsburgh rated here? 15. They're right below us. And
are we in Pittsburgh?
No, we're playing here.
We're playing home.
Yeah, it's like three in a row, which is unusual. But I don't know. You got Nick Chubb. That's what my game plan would be. Nick Chubb, here's the ball. D'Ernest Johnson, here's the ball. Little dump passes over the middle.
Yeah.
And maybe you could win. And their defense is really going to have to step up against Big Ben. And he's played us so many times, he knows every tendency in the world.
He does.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of the point spread. I would think this is almost a pick'em game. Maybe the Browns by one or two.
Yeah.
Because
knowing that Baker's not going to be there.
Yeah. That was just announced yesterday. And I really don't know.
They've been putting those odds in the paper.
They do, but normally you won't get them until Wednesday, perhaps. But you could probably get them now online.
It isn't. Yeah, it isn't.
You know, the Beacon Journal is the Pony Express now, and
yeah,
we don't know. But I would think that it's going to be Browns by one or two, just simply because it's a home game.
Right. You usually get three for being at home. So if you're only up by one or two, then that means it should be a heck of a close game. But
there's a lot of film on Case Keenum too. Now, he did really well as a replacement for Minnesota. He's been a journeyman quarterback all his career.
And who was his play caller back when he did that?
Kevin Stefanski, who happens to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
And calls the
play. Did I answer that right?
Yes, you did.
No, let's see.
Get a gold star.
Oh, I do.
You go on your boat.
The boat's safely stored.
Oh, is it?
Always ready, though. Always ready. I got a red light on my phone.
Okay.
That could be it. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Where? Where am I going? Oh.
Talk about perfect timing.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness gracious. The red light didn't go on my phone, though.
Yeah, no.
I would have to bolt out of here. I couldn't do that to you.
Well, we'd have to do it. We got to do what you got to do. You know, when Uncle Sam calls, you know.
It's not Uncle Sam.
What is it?
No, I can't tell you who.
Ooh.
It's Casey Keenum.
It's Casey Kasem. Ooh.
He must be over 100 by now, isn't he? They still play him on 70s on Sirius.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Because they were playing him Sunday mornings on MJI, and they cut that out.
They still have it on Sirius.
I like those.
I got a deal for a year on Sirius, but I'm going to dump it once a year. So.
And I think that it's on the iHeart app as well.
Yes. So. Solo Mia.
So, you think they're shopping for somebody that's out there?
Mm-mm.
They're going to stick with Case Keenum.
I think so. He knows the system. I mean,
well, it's true.
Well, if they fall flat on their face, well, let's look what's coming up here, okay?
Let's
just look at that. You got Pittsburgh. again, this is going to be a toss-em game. I mean, at the beginning of the season, they were rated 14 on the power ratings. Now they're down to 15. And so that's not a big job. There's, and they play Cincinnati. These NFC, I mean, the North, AFC North is coming up here. We haven't played any games yet in the AFC North. So you've got... you got Pittsburgh, which is about even with us, according to the latest power ratings. Cincinnati was 27 when we started.
At the beginning of the season, yeah.
And now they are number 10.
Where are the Ravens sitting at?
The Ravens were number 3.
Right.
But I would think after the loss. Now, this is before the game's on Sunday, so.
Okay.
So we'll have to wait and see on that. But they're still going to be formidable. I mean, they're a very good football team. But Cincinnati has been the biggest surprise in the NFL this year, I would think.
Well, in college football as well.
Yeah, they're still, what, they're still 7 or they beat a kind of a easy team.
Well, they can only play who they get scheduled, and they're not going to get all the powerhouses.
No.
Not this year, anyway. No.
Ohio State's running up the totals, aren't they?
They are, and they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, they have to. There's some thing about point differentials that help in the equation to get into. What is it this year anyway? Did they expand it this year? I don't remember. It's just the top four in the last.
I think it's still the top four this year.
They're going to change
next year.
That. Yeah,
next year they're going for like 10 or 12, I think.
I hope so. I thought maybe it was 8 this year, but I have not watched. Maybe more than 5 minutes of college football this year. The weather's been nice, and we have a lot of other things to cover. So college sports has been, I didn't even know what Akron U did this year. I mean, this last
year. They got beat at home by the Buffalo Bulls.
Yeah.
And beat tough. They were beat tough.
Oh, yeah.
45-10.
Yeah. Jeez. That poor program. Anyway, so we got Cincinnati after Pittsburgh.
Right.
At Cincinnati.
So I don't think it matters. Right now, the way they're playing and the way we're playing, I don't think it matters where you play.
Yeah, but Cincinnati beat the Ravens in Baltimore.
In Baltimore by that.
Yeah.
I mean, they thromped them. They totally thromped
them. Yeah, they just destroyed them.
41-17.
Yeah, they played them there. So, gee whiz. And then we got New England. After that.
Well, which would be something, but, you know, New England, of course, they only played the Jets.
Yeah.
But they won 54-13.
Yeah. You can never rule out Bill Belichick.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you can't. I mean, he's a good coach. So that, yeah. You got Detroit after that. Poor Detroit. They come close every week, basically.
Imagine Jeff Goff in that big trade ended up in Detroit from a team that was on the verge of really making breakout season, then gets traded to Detroit. There's so many times they get close to maybe making a win out of a game. And
they find a way to lose every week. What was it this year? They just barely lost again. Where is it here? I don't see.
It isn't in the roundup.
Oh, it was, well, first of all, this is the Beacon. Rams 28, Rams 19.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't find it. Yeah.
It was the Rams 28, and it was the Lions.
Yeah, Detroit 19, yeah. So they lost by more than a touchdown.
Yeah, gee, 0-7. They are the worst franchise. I mean, even worse than Cleveland was in the lowest of the lows. I mean, how can the team, I mean, they get some good coaches in there, good experienced coaches, and they can't do anything in that city. It's amazing to me.
I don't understand. Look how long we were absolutely nothing.
But I'm talking, they're never winning the division. They haven't been in a while. Nothing. Okay. Longer than us.
I find, well, only because we just had one, but
yeah.
Before that it was 20 years. It was more than 20 years.
Well, that's true.
Okay, so.
That's true.
We've only done it more recently because we made the playoffs last year.
Well, I'm saying they do not, they're not contenders year in and year out.
They've had some great players.
Yeah.
They've had some good coaches.
I don't know.
Is Is it meddling ownership?
I don't think so. I don't. How can they be that bad for so long?
For us, it was meddling ownership.
Yeah, until D said, "Get out of the way, Jimmy," and let them run the team. So I don't know. Anyway, we got Detroit, and they're at the bottom of the barrel. And then we got Baltimore. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games coming up before the bye week. And really the only one you can say is more than likely a surefire win is Detroit. You can't say
and
that
you can't. And if Detroit hasn't won a game by then, you don't want to be that late in the season playing a game that hasn't won.
No.
They get desperate.
Yeah. They got to be. They're not going anywhere. So they're all desperate right now. So you got Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, New England, Detroit, and Baltimore before the bye week. And then you got Baltimore again the following week. And I tell you, it's just you go only as far in the NFL as your quarterback can take you. And Baker took us to 11-5 last year. And even though he's not a top 5 quarterback, he's certainly in the 10 range.
Right.
And when he is healthy, he can be very exciting. He can run out of the pocket. And he hurt himself again on a defensive play. I think somebody fumbled a ball and he tried to tackle him, and that's how he partially hurt his labrum. And then it was fully torn when he got hit by J.J. Watt against that team. So I don't know.
The Rams.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting, but. Will Case Keenum rise to the expectations that he was a good backup quarterback and took several teams to the playoffs?
He started more than one team before.
Yeah, and I think it's a possibility. But you got Kareem Hunt, who's gone for several weeks. You got JOK, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. How you like that?
There you go. You practiced.
You know what?
You practiced.
I found out something.
What?
His birthday and mine are the same.
Well, talent just flows.
November the 4th. I got a big one coming up here. A big birthday.
The big 5-0, huh?
Yeah. How'd you guess? Do I look that old?
No, I'm just a guess. You do not look 50. I guarantee you that.
What a diplomat. So, golly. So, yeah, and I found out another guy who was born on my birthday. I just happened to be scrolling through on November 4th birthday.
Yeah?
Terry Francona's father, Tito.
Rich Tito. Wow. As I said, talent just pours from that day.
Will Rogers
was that day?
Yeah. Johnny Carson. And I never knew this. I love watching Walter Cronkite. And all his specials, the Prudential.
That's the way it is.
He was born on November 4th. It floored me when I found that out. Floored me, I tell you. So yeah, there was some famous murderer, too, that was born. It was a woman, too. It was back in the 20s. It was a serial killer born on my birthday. So, So yeah, it's a lot of questions coming up. I think we're going to get some of the linemen back by maybe next Sunday. So the defense, you don't know with this defense. It's just they're
hurting. Sometimes they do really good, and other times they look like they don't belong in the NFL.
No, and, you know, Ben is certainly on the outs as far as his career. If this may be the last year, I don't know if he's trying to replicate – Tom Brady, forget it.
No.
He's a once in a generation, maybe a once in a century player. Unbelievable. Yeah. He's just unbelievable. 44 years old and playing as well as he did. He now has over 603 touchdown passes in his career. Phenomenal. He had 4
on
Sunday.
I wonder how many they'll minutes, the seconds it'll take to induct him into the Hall of Fame.
If there's one vote against him, that guy or gal should be
not allowed to vote. Yeah,
no, I mean, come on. I mean, I think Peyton Manning, wasn't he a unanimous vote? I'm pretty sure. Baseball writers, I would guarantee there'd be one guy.
Nobody deserves to be in on their first ballot.
Jeez.
Yeah, if Ken Griffey Jr. can't get an unanimous ballot.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Come on.
Anyway, so. It'll be interesting. I mean, it's going to be, I'm going to try to get the games down where I'm going to be. Be gone for a couple of weeks. Not next week, but a couple of weeks after that.
Yeah, back on assignment.
Yeah.
What a busy guy you are in your retirement. In your retirement.
I retired young.
Yeah, well.
Well, I made my.
You made your.
Well, I made the patent over the nuclear patent, you know. Yeah, and it helps.
Yeah, sure. Residuals help a lot, yeah.
Well, I get, you know, $10 for every time they use the patent. So it's not much, but it keeps me going.
Keeps you afloat?
Yeah, it keeps me afloat. I like that. Of course, you know, Nancy, she's got some nice pension. So between us, we do all right. And I got to clear the mind, too.
Clear the mind.
Okay. Yeah, mind. M-I-N-D. Yeah. The mind, not the mind.
Okay, the mind.
So, but I do have some duties down there in Aruba for my yawn assessment. Okay. Yodelers, Assessors, Worldwide Network. We're not going to have anything.
You think still, as much as you had to go down there, you'd be duty-free by now.
You would think. Anyway, just to get into the country anymore is just such a hassle. But it's worth it. There's a couple promising yodelers down there, and we're going to have it outside because we can't use the ship.
We can't use
the ship.
No.
Because usually we get a
I would think that salt water would be a problem, too, for, you know, in the air there for yodelers.
Well, yeah.
You know, if you're doing it on a ship, I just think that would be.
Well, we do it, you know, it's an empty freighter to mimic the echoes of the Alps.
Oh, I
see. Remember? You forgot already, huh?
Yeah. Well.
And that's just they're not going to let us do that. Wow. They just won't do it. So I'll keep you posted when I get back.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but these are just preliminaries here.
Just to see whether you can get into the circuit.
Right.
It's hard. And not really that hard, but, you know, it's. They need an assessor, though, to go to the next step. Who knows? I don't think there's any. Well, and there may be some yodelers in the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I know there are in the country music Hall of Fame, yeah, like Jimmy Rogers and
What about the Cowboy Hall of Fame?
Oh, if there is a cowboy, there are definitely a bunch of yodelers in there. Yeah. Gene Autry, he was one. Hank Williams did.
He did a little bit of that, didn't he?
It was part of the culture. Yodeling is part of the culture. They brought it over here, especially in Appalachia, where a lot of those people settled. They learned yodeling as part of their songs. I don't think Dolly Parton yodels.
Didn't she?
She may.
It's close.
Yeah. What are you looking up?
I'm looking up something real quick here to from the Cowboy Hall. I think they're in the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Who is?
These guys right here.
I'm back in the saddle.
Gene Autry.
No, this is Riders in the Sky.
Where the longhorn cattle feed on.
Oh, you mean the Ghost Riders in the Sky?
No, they're called Riders in the Sky.
No, that's the name of the group.
Right.
I'm riding the range once more.
They're going to yodel here?
Yeah.
Oh, this does my heart. I'll have to grade them.
Yep.
Every night and the only long back in the saddle again. Whoopie-tie-yi-yo. Saddle again.
Is it coming?
It's coming.
Back in the saddle again.
right after the musical chorus here.
It's taking so long. That's, you got to get into yodeling right away. But let's see.
I'm back in the saddle again.
Come on, yodel.
Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jimson wheat. Back in the saddle again. I'm riding the range once
Come
more.
Come on, yodel, yodel.
Are you sure?
Toting my old
I thought
44.
I was.
Where you sleep out I don't every know. Night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopie-tie-i-ho. Rocking to and fro.
Come on, you can do it.
Back in saddle again. Back in the saddle again.
Oh, very good. That's hard to do. I'm getting misty. My eyes are misty.
There you go. Oh. I know he did it.
Oh, that was fantastic.
But I have something that I can show you here now.
Okay. Have we done that? All right.
The official picture with Riders in the Sky in the cowboy way pose.
Oh, jeez. Oh, you did this.
Yes.
You mimic him. Did you do the...
No, we were there with... We were at a concert. We waited to the end.
Oh, that's
We asked
them.
For their picture, and that's them.
Wow, they're pretty old.
Well, they've been doing it for over 40 years.
Where was this at?
That was down in Maslin at the Lions Theater in Maslin.
Wow. I like their boots, too.
Yeah.
Well, very
I didn't
good.
Have boots.
No, I was
the only one that didn't have boots.
Oh. Excellent. Excellent. that made the show, actually. Jeez.
Yep, but that's the cowboy way pose.
Yeah.
Joey's from Northeast Ohio, the guy here.
He's, oh, really?
Very familiar with our stuff. And Mike Mace, who's here right here, is... Followed them a lot and gotten to know Joey and Facebook friends and all, and it's
well,
so when they were down in Madison, I said, "Oh, I really want to go."
If I had known that, maybe I would have gone. They probably don't know me. I'm more of an international,
right.
You know, worldwide network, and I look for, you know, talent that's just beginning, budding
right,
talent.
Right.
And these guys are
they're comedic. They've done shows. They started off, you know, singing, but then they got a gig on TBS and they had a where they hosted Western movies.
Oh, is that right?
And then when that kind of dried up, they did a National Public Radio show along with their concerts and their CDs and records and stuff. And then when that kind of went away, they're now with Sirius Radio. You might find them some. I don't know where they are in there. Now that you have Cirrus, so
Cirrus,
yes. You know, they're all over the place.
Well, good. I'll have to look that. Well, they were excellent. It took them a while to get to it.
It did take them a while, but and they do it on other songs too. But I know that's one that at some point they broke into.
That's a talent. You can't just nobody can just get up there and start. You have to train.
That's right. Lots of training. Okay. I couldn't even do it with training wheels.
So anyway, getting back to the Brown, I don't know how we got off on this. Once again, you sidestepped.
You were talking about your duties.
Yes.
And you know,
I'm only going to take a day or two. That's it. Then I'm going to rest my mind.
Okay.
Yes, I need it. Whew. Anyway.
All the gardening did it.
Lots of gardening, lots of nuclear pontooning, a lot of stuff. So, anyway, we'll have to see how the rest of the season go. But it's not going to be as...
It's going to be a lot tougher than what we originally thought.
Yeah, and
Baker Mayfield has a way... And a swag about him that really...
He's a team leader.
He is.
There's no doubt that team is Baker Mayfield's team. And that is a tangible thing on the field. And unfortunately, when we started the season, everything was predicated on, you know, nobody really getting injured, but it happens. It's a violent...
Every team has an amazing list of injuries every week. It's just... I've never seen weeks like this. But again, in the preseason, when you're getting in football shape, we used to have four games. Now there's three. But in the four games, first game, the starters would play about a quarter. Then they play almost a half in the second game. Maybe if they needed to, a little bit into the third quarter in the third game. The fourth game, they wouldn't play at all. That's for the people that are on the bubble to try and see if they can make a team. You know, but here they had three games, and starters didn't play one lick. And you can practice all you want, and you're not going to be in the same any sport. You're not going to be in the same as you are in real competition.
The problem is football is a violent game,
and it is.
And if are you going to risk your starters in a meaningless game is always the question.
I understand, but they get hurt in practices.
They get hurt in practices, but that's just that's.
But the fact
happens.
The fact is, with all these players not playing anything, there are more injuries on every team than we've ever seen before.
I know. So what's the answer? First of all, the answer is not 17 games, and it's going to go to 18. That's the rumor.
Is that?
Yeah, that's it's going
not
to go
if
to,
you don't have any players to put on the field.
Well, that's the problem. The collective bargaining agreement allowed the players basically to not be involved in preseason games as much as they used to be. They have basically a veto power if they say, I don't want to play them. So the less established players on the team have to play these preseason games.
Now, do they still charge full price for the preseason
games?
Yes. And if you are a season ticket holder, you have to buy those.
That's right.
Those absolutely ridiculous games in which you won't see anybody.
Yeah.
Who's some people won't even half the people won't even make their team.
Nope. Anyway. How much time we got?
We got about 7 minutes.
Well, you know, the World Series is coming.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
You couldn't tell by the beacon.
No, there's nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And first of all, I think we haven't had a chance really to talk a lot of baseball here lately. And I thought, I think you thought as well that the wild card game was going to be 1-3.
I thought it was
two,
yeah.
Three, and it
but
wasn't.
No, nope.
And they went back to the way it was before. Which to me is ridiculous.
A one game series is not a series. It's a game.
No, it's
it has to be at least a three game series.
That's right. So I can't even consider that postseason. They put postseason on the field and everything, but it's
the only time you need one game is if two teams are tied at the top of their division and they need one game to decide who's the winner.
Yeah, it's just
that's the only time. It's not fair to the team.
It's just not fair.
No, it's not the way baseball is played all year long.
No.
Then you're going to play a one game playoff.
Yeah, and my goodness gracious, the Yankees, okay, they lost the first game, but maybe they would have won the second and third.
Yeah, well.
I don't understand. I like the way it was last year in the COVID-shortened season that they had the best out of three. What's the problem with that? What is the problem with that?
I don't know, because it's still going into November for the World Series anyway.
Yeah, and so that was frustrating because I really thought – you know, the L.A. played...
we have 162 games, right?
162.
So take two games out, so you got 160 games. You take those other two games, that's the first round of the playoffs.
Look,
the wild card
playoffs. Teams have to do to get to that wild card game. I mean, St. Louis lost to the Dodgers, but they put on a spectacular run at the end of the season to lose it in one game.
Right, in one game.
It's just, I don't know where the powers to be think about this thing. It's ridiculous, and...
Like I said, the only time one game is ever sufficient is when two teams are tied at the top of their division.
That's right.
And you have to decide.
Or you have to
have a game to play to decide who won that division.
Yeah.
That's the only time.
That's it. And that's sudden death. I mean, that's...
Right.
They shouldn't call it a wild card game. They should call it a sudden death pick.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So
these three games should be the least amount.
That's right. I think everybody would like that.
I
would. I mean,
I would think if your team were playing, you think you got a better chance with three games than one game.
Yeah. The team I really don't like is Houston. After all their cheating and everything, and they're back in it.
Yeah.
I want Atlanta to win.
And almost nothing happened.
Nothing happened. The manager got a slap on the hand, and now he's managing. Who is he managing? Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have Cora, who orchestrated the whole thing,
yeah.
And he lost his job for a year, and guess what? He's managing
Boston,
in Boston.
Yeah. And either one of those, I didn't want Boston or I wanted Chicago to get in, but they fell flat on their face.
We didn't give them enough competition to really stay sharp, I think.
Hey, Eddie Rosario, the guy that you could care less the Cleveland Indians would have gotten at the beginning of the season, MVP of the National League Championship Series. He batted almost .500.
Where was he at?
He's in Atlanta.
He's in Atlanta now, okay.
We traded him away for nothing.
For nothing.
Nothing.
For to get rid of Masala.
But you didn't even want him. He was injured, and when they traded him, he had abdominals. But he sure came back. My goodness. So I'm going to be pulling for the National League. I usually don't because, we're an American League team and we would like to see an American League team, but I can't root for the Astros. I can't. Most of the guys on that team were involved in that scandal.
Yes. And they all got off scot-free.
Scot-free. Nothing. I mean.
Because they got a get out of jail free card from the commissioner for just talking about it.
Yeah. So I'm hoping for Atlanta to win. I really do. And I was surprised that LA went down. Of course they had injuries. They had Max Scherzer hurt, Clayton Kershaw hurt, and Justin Taylor hurt. I mean, injuries have taken their toll on baseball as well. But that's more of a just body mechanics wearing out, hamstring and stuff. It's not because somebody collided with them. They do have that, like we had with our player Josh Naylor. I mean, that was a gruesome injury, but that was a freak accident. So, anyway, we got that to look at.
Cavs have won a game.
Evan Mobley looks like the real deal. Of course, it's only injury.
Right, and so, there's really not a lot of film on him.
No.
As far as how to play him, but
I have watched more Cavs than I have college football.
Have you?
Yeah, it's just curious.
What they believe? Three games.
And
they play again. They played again last night.
We don't
have
know
results from that yet.
So, anyway, is it time?
It is time. Kevin Love's just sitting on the bench, just having a good old time, smiling his way to the bank all the time by sitting on his butt.
All right. This is a true story.
A true story.
I lost my job at the bank on just my first day.
Uh-oh.
A woman asked me to check her balance, so I pushed her over.
You see, that's just not fair. That's just not fair.
I was trying to do my best. She said I'm unbalanced.
I think that guy has a legitimate lawsuit. Call my attorneys at Elk and Moose. They can help you out.
Or Tim Misney,
them pay.
Tim Misney's all by him. I don't know if he's got lawyers that works for him.
Yeah, he does. He's the front man.
Tim Misney.
I'll make them pay.
He's everywhere.
He is everywhere. And we will be back here, not everywhere, but back here.
That's right.
Again next week at this time.